I think the collapse or the plunge of the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange has been precipitated by uncertainties following the win by ZANU-PF in the elections that were held. I think there's been a lot of uncertainty, especially with respect to the direction of economic policy. Investors, and when I say investors, I don't just mean foreign investors, but also even local investors, are a bit unsure in terms of how the new government of ZANU-PF is going to manage the economy. So those uncertainties have actually weighed down heavily on investments or rather on activity on the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. And with respect to the financial sector, I think the financial sector for a very long time has been a victim of the limited fiscal space that has been prevailing in the economy. And banks have really adopted a conservative approach, not just today, but even over the past 3 or 4 years in terms of their lending policies, owing to the liquidity constraints that are prevailing in the economy. We also hear that a number of banks are exposed to local authorities. I'm sure listeners may understand or may know that the outgoing Minister of Housing, Comrade Chombo, gave a directive to local councils to write off all the debts that were being owed by ratepayers. So that will definitely affect heavily or impact negatively on the financial system. Because local authorities, most of them, had loans with a number of financial institutions. So what it means is that many financial institutions are actually exposed to local authorities.